And here we are live with the Pick and Flip podcast. Let me get rid of that and go over here and get rid of that. Hello. Live with you kind of late, but we're getting it done.
Hi.
Max over to my side, Jasper down below, and my beautiful fiance. Hello. Who is muted. See, I have control.
Oh.
All right, I got you. All right, very good. Pick and Flip podcast. We are here and ready to please. And where are we starting? Oh, by the way, I do want to have a little bit of a discussion. Don't let me forget. I want to talk about shipping. Remember, we got into
the boxes talking, situation.
Yeah, we were just about ready to talk about like regional A boxes and things like that. Really quick question, Jasper. Have you ever used Pirate Ship?
I have not.
Yeah. Neither have I, but I think we got to take a look at that and try it, because my God, in the groups, people talk about how much money they save using it.
Side note, nice rig down there, Jasper. You sound amazing, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Quite upgrade.
He upgraded quick.
What'd you get there? What you got rolling?
I don't even know how to pronounce it. Mayono.
Never heard of it.
Me neither.
Sounds good, though.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds good. Looks good. And Emily, yours is terrible.
Well, I don't have. Well, my mic doesn't work. Bought me.
I know. We bought a mic from the neighbor and can't get the damn thing to work. I know it's fine. It's just us not knowing how to.
I think properly. It has to do with my computer and the fact that on the back of it, it says for Xbox or PS. 2 and PC.
Yeah, no, just can't figure out.
I think it has to do with my laptop.
We'll figure it out sometime. So I wanted her to come on, not only because, you know, this is our main gig now. Both of us are unemployed. She, you know, Knox, you okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Jesus Christ. You're like,
I was looking at you. I'm sorry.
I'm not used to you being so focused, I guess. That's the...
He was a tired tonight.
I'm focused tonight. I am.
Hi, Kara. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, nice.
All right. So this is pretty cool. I got to pull up. You got to give me a second. But how about this? So finally, we finally got around, Emily did, to listing a few things on a brand new eBay account, which went up, what, about 24 hours ago?
Yep.
You got a sale already?
Tell everybody how much you've sold.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that was my turn. I've sold two things. Batman Lego set.
And... I was going to show them to you. Hold on.
Oh.
New in the box. Nice little number there.
Yeah, it's sealed with the tape and everything.
Box was damaged.
Well, it was just
a little bit. Yeah, well, people that like collect and buy things, though, they, you know, sometimes can be a little...
I'm pretty sure it's for some kid. But anywho, so I sold that for, I think, $22.50, which Creed said was really low. I didn't know.
No, not really low. I just think a little low.
How big was the set?
Not much.
I think it was like 200 pieces. It's, yeah.
Nah.
He's just being slow.
There it is. Wow, right in the middle of us. How about that? I don't know how many pieces, though. It was a Batman Joker set. We got that out of a Walmart.com pallet quite a while ago. We've got a lot tucked back, ready to go on Facebook. And then the other thing, that was a pretty small set, but I think that you could have probably gotten 25 out of it at least, because it had to go, it was like an ounce or two right over first class, of course.
Yeah. Well, the thing I didn't know, because this is my first time listing on eBay, so I didn't know how to price things on there, because I'm used to pricing things on Facebook Market. So, like, it retailed for $25. So,
oh, you should have gotten way more on that Switch controller.
No, because it's not a real
actual Switch controller.
Oh, it's for Nintendo Switch. Okay,
yeah,
I got you.
Yeah. Although it looks like it. It looks like a nice one.
This was... from one of our unboxings.
One of the coffin boxes?
Yeah, and it's doesn't have a brand. It's just like an Amazon cheap China brand, I guess. Right. So I got that for $17.50. Yeah.
That'll go first class, so that's fine.
Yeah, I sold that when... What are you doing? You were no, when you were last night, right? Or this morning?
No, you just sold the Switch. What are you talking about? You sold the last night you sold the Lego thing within a few hours of it going up, and just that's keep awesome. In mind it's a zero feedback brand new account within an hour, and somebody got it, so that's cool.
Yeah. Agreed, you haven't showed her about looking up solds and pricing that
she
way.
Knows, yeah, no, well, she knows how to look up solds.
I do. I just don't think I do it very well. Every time I try to do it and I filter it, I don't think I filter it properly, because when I go to solds, it shows me things that aren't even the same thing I'm looking up. I don't know why, but I think it's something I'm doing wrong. But I did the listing on my phone, and you can, like, you know, scan the barcode or whatever, and it gets the same information as whatever else is on there. And so on that Switch or the controller, it was saying that that was the going rate for that kind. It was like around $17 to $18.
Never listen to their suggestions. I can tell you that right now.
Well, I didn't know, and I was on my own. Listen.
First of all, Emily, you did that. You went in there blind, and you didn't ask Reed, obviously, for any assistance in that, and did it on your own.
She asked for a little bit, and I kept saying, just, you know, figure that out yourself. Plus, though, things are very different when you're listing on your phone, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot different. A lot different. So, in some respect, I can't even be help.
He wasn't much help anyways. He was just like, figure it out, basically.
Oh, he's busy. Hi, Christy. But anyways, so good job to you. That was awesome. And you did most all, you know, pretty much 95% of that on your own, which was awesome to get two sales, even though very small. But listen, it's a brand new account. We got to blast through 10 things.
Well, that's what I was also trying to stay within the $20 mark, because I knew they would probably sell quicker, and we have to hurry up and sell our 10 things so we can list more stuff. Right.
And Jasper, do you remember, I mean, it's been a long time, maybe Knox, you'll know, what the next step is. Do you have to call them to get that upped, or do they automatically?
I
don't
know. Automatic. I think it's just automatically. The biggest slowdown that I noticed when I first got into this, I opened my account in, I don't know, 2011. It was, that your access to the money, you couldn't get your money right away. That was a big thing. It has to sit there in case you have to refund it, just in case you're a scammer or something. So you got to have the money available.
Yeah. Cause listen, you could pop on there and put 10 iPhones on there and you know.
Yeah. It did say that in my like emails when I sold the first thing.
Right.
It said that it was like holding it, even though in my PayPal, it registered that I got the money, but I think they're still holding it.
While I'm thinking about it, let me blast through a couple of these. We got the coffin boxes. We opened up one earlier, saved the best for last. We got one more, which we're going to try to do tomorrow afternoon, depending on how busy we are.
You bought two of them today
or yesterday? Yeah, we got them off an auction.
Yeah, it was.
Which reminds me, honey, we completely forgot. It's now 9 o'clock. We missed out on really good ones.
Those were like $700, and we ain't spending that. So,
well, they suppose I jump on that auction online. Will they ship that to New York and buy a coffin box?
Yeah, but you have to pay extra, and I don't know how coffin, much it is to the boxes.
Coffin boxes are not much for some reason. Remember like when we were? Remember Jasper? We were making jokes about. Our friend can ship them really cheap, but he can. Yeah. So I guess it has
like
something
$30 or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much anywhere. And they're giant boxes. I mean, a lot of them weigh a lot, so it is possible.
And I don't know if it'll be worth it though. I don't know.
It's not those. I don't really think so. Maybe off the auction, possibly though.
Well, yeah. Wow, look at the auction.
Look
you
at
can
Amy.
See.
It's past your bedtime, Amy. Go to bed. Tell Casey we said happy birthday. Enjoy your imprisonment in New York.
I forgot.
Anyways, here, run through. Yeah, sorry. I'm talking all over you, too. So we got those two coffin boxes. Got one more to open up, hopefully tomorrow. And then on the live auction, we got, because they do a weekly auction, we snatched a pallet that we already had known about that was 600. And it looks like crap. That's what it looks like.
It really
isn't that a beauty? $600.
When they brought it out, I was like, "Oh,
that's rough." But
what is that on the bottom of it? What is that thing on the bottom?
It is a Pearl drum set.
Oh, really?
Right. Is that really a drum set or is it a smoker? Yes.
No, it's a... no, we opened this one. It's a drum set.
Yeah, it is nice. Actually, it is brand new. I didn't see any damage. It certainly was shipped a bit.
Magic Chef refrigerator?
Yeah, 3.5 cubic foot. The box on the top here, this box, is one of those rocks that you put out in your, you know, to cover things up out in your yard.
Like those electrical boxes and yeah. Ugly thing, you know, to make it.
And look I don't have a picture of it, but there's a box on the bottom. You see where the duct tape is?
Yeah.
That is a giant, like 20,000 BTU LG air conditioner.
$429. I have one of those right now in my apartment. It's
a lot more than that.
That
you
one is?
You have an 18,000 BTU air conditioner.
I think mine's a nine. Sorry.
That would
be 9 or 10.
Yeah, big difference. Yeah, no, these are giant. This one. Very happy to see a nice big dent on the side. You know what that means?
Warranty.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No, 9 times out of 10. Yes, Jasper. It is absolutely going to be
ding,
perfect.
Ding, ding, ding. Jasper wins.
Yeah. whenever you see dents on things, like we were looking at a few pallets that had, there's actually a lot of deep freezers, which are very hard to come by at the moment.
Yeah. And they go for very high right now because everybody wants
them. Yeah. Go price gouge some people. Mm-hmm. No, but, you know, there's a couple that had some nice dents on it. But so anyway, so we were there to pick that up. And then, of course, we saw this pallet.
There you go.
That is all air conditioners.
But you can't get any of those right now up here. Anywhere. Gone.
Well, the thing is Walmart's
all sold out here, too.
Yeah. Listen, they only get a few in. I mean, and then once they're gone, it's just kind of like, you know, people are scurrying to find them. Anyways, so we kind of messed up a little bit. Not paying really close attention.
Go back to the other picture. Can you zoom in?
I can't zoom in on anything, but right in the middle, it shows you what kind of plug it is. It's for export only. We got two or three of them that are export only. So I had to call in a question to Jasper today and say, hey, can we just go get one of those travel adapters? And by the way, you can. So if that ever happens to you, run over to Walmart.
So it had like a weird looking triangle three prong on it.
Yep.
Yeah, it was like the three prong, but the one was like sideways. So yep. I think they said it was like European or something.
Yeah,
like
it's that. European.
Yeah. Yep. So we got this pallet for $600. She says there was six on there, but I swear to God there was five. And I don't have
there's
another
five.
Picture.
I was counting in the one air conditioner from the other one when I was saying our total of air conditioners.
That's what you were saying. Okay. Yeah, yes. That makes sense.
Do you inventory these by, like, do you have a system or you just know what's in the, you just know what's what you have?
What do you mean inventory? Like,
do you keep track of it? Like when you get it and you get it in, do you keep track of it?
Well, usually as soon as we get a pallet, we go through it and we take pictures and then we list them. So I usually have pictures on my phone so I can go through and figure out what we need to list, what we have. And
by the way, she can have 30 things up on Facebook Marketplace in less than an hour, like sitting on the couch.
Off her phone. Phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my God. That's super quick.
It's quick. If I was just going to say, with her learning how to do or how, you know, starting off on eBay mobile for her listing, she shouldn't go anywhere near the computer, let you do the computer stuff, and she just can zap out the phone stuff because it's the same thing. Once you get rocking with eBay, on your phone, you can get the same thing. You can get a bunch up in a short period of time.
John, I can't even check my own oil in my vehicle. So,
but I did say that, John. I thought that we could do that, but yeah, we're not that level.
We paid $7.88 or something like that for the thing. Well, here's the thing. It doesn't even matter because, unfortunately,
there was two of them that had those plugs and both were a little too used.
Well, this one right here, this giant LG.
Return.
Oh, it's so bad. Well, they're all returns technically, but that one's really bad. That retails over $700. The one on top, I think is at $550, I think, yeah, right around there. And that's a heater. Both of them are heaters too.
Yeah. The two most expensive, biggest ones were the ones that were the crappiest.
Just to give you an idea, there's the front, which actually looks a little bit. There is a front piece for that, by the way. They just, some of these bigger ones, they ship without the front. The front's on there. The front's there. I'm just saying when they ship them, the front piece to them are on top.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
I had another.
You.
That nice? Is the one that.
It worked.
It worked, but it made a god awful sound.
And it's dirty. Good Lord.
Well, yeah, but it worked really well.
This one right here was never out of the box. Or is that not the one? Or is that the one?
No, that's the one. That's the Wi-Fi. And we actually have two of those, but I think that's the new one.
One was brand new. I mean, there, you know, all the blue tape on it. You could tell it was never out of the box.
And that's the one that we're selling tomorrow, actually.
But yeah, those two there are beat. But so we ended up good though, right? So five on that pallet. We paid $600 for it. The two really big ones are garbage, but the rest of them are good.
I think we can still get something out of them for people that like to. I mean, if you clean it up and know what you're doing, like
if it gets hot enough, someone will buy it from you. I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Well, we've had a lot of good luck with air conditioners, except for this one portable air conditioner that we got. It was from Sam's Club last year. I want to say it was between $650 and $700. And it didn't have any of the attachments, you know, which is not a big deal. Who's that, Sally?
Shorty.
Oh, a little Shorty. Yeah, it wasn't a big deal because, listen, if you want to, you just get one of those dryer things and slap it out the window, right? I mean, how much is one of those dryer things? It's not that much. People are nuts.
Yeah, $200. It's ridiculous. I've gotten in the last, I'd say like 3 days, I've gotten like 100 messages on it and they're all like, oh, will you take like $100? I'm like, no, it's like a $700 air conditioner and you're getting it for $200. Like, no.
Some people are just morons.
Yeah. But we're selling that one tomorrow too. And we're actually getting the full price for it. So
well, good. I'm happy about that. Yeah. Need to make some money.
I know. Shorty, stop.
Anyway, so that's us. That's our deal. We have been lazy past a week and a half. We decided to take a week off from, picked the worst freaking weekend to take off because it was nice and cool Sunday morning. I mean, it was just a bad weekend. We were morons.
Well, and, in our defense, the weekend before was hot and kind of miserable and we made good money, but not as much money as we normally make. Yeah. And we were just kind of over it. We needed a break. Really
hot, man. This 100 degree weather is just, it kills me. How hot is it where you're at, Jasper? Isn't it super hot inside of there?
Like where I work?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's normally about 120.
Jesus.
Jasper almost passed out from dehydration, I heard.
I wouldn't say pass out. I did not feel well for 2 days.
Yeah.
That's no fun.
All right, so either you guys find anything good this week or what? Good sales, good finds, what?
Mine are quick. I made two purchases. Well, I made a purchase and then I went to an auction. This right here, funny story quickly about this is that there's a woman that was selling a lot of Nerf guns.
Funny story is that stupid vent right there is what I'm talking about. You go buy that stupid goddamn dryer vent for $5 and there you go.
Yep.
See?
That's a great machine. Anyway, lady was selling a whole bunch of dart guns and they were Nerf and they were Busbee. And I've been taking a liking to Busbee guns because they're cool. The story behind them is that they were mostly sold by Target and they were really big in the early 2000s.
The very colorful two, the yellow and the.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so
tons of those. They certainly sell them at Walmart, too.
They do great. Yeah, they do. You know, they're like big box store guns. The main competitor to Nerf, and their guns are like almost like Fortnite cartoonish looking, you know. I mean, they're neat, but their Nerf guns look cooler. But these are cool too. And the Nerf guns that she had weren't the greatest. She had a couple Roto Furies, and like some other small ones. And so I said, "Will you take 25? I offered 20 for the lot."
For all that?
For all, well, no. I offered 20. What you're not seeing is what she had from Nerf as well, which is a whole bunch more guns. And so I said, well, you take 20 for all of it. And she wrote back and said, no, these are my sons. They said that it's all worth at least 100. And so I said, okay, how about this? And so I said, how about just the 6 Busbies for 25? And that was a wonderful idea to her, even though it was like more than half the guns that she had there. Like, they thought that was a good deal. They just yelled at me and said it was worth 100. And then that was okay to go. She did it. So whatever. Went and grabbed them. So there is a Overlord. That's the one that looks like a World War I machine gun in the front there.
That's the gray or silver one there?
Yep. That's the first one. It's actually green.
Is it battery operated?
It is. It takes 4 AA's, which is pretty cool. Doesn't have the panel to cover the battery though thing on it, which sucks. And it does have the ammo belt. That's why that was really unpopular. Busbee toys, most of them, they use a shell system. There's like a shotgun shell that you put a dart into and then you stick it in the gun. The shotgun is the one that's in the middle there. That's a lot of fun to shoot. It's a double barrel and you can pull the trigger twice and shoot both sides. And then the top one is I think it holds like 6 rounds in that thing. It's a tech something, high tech something, and it's a lever action. And then as you cock them, it spits the shells out as you go, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and the other two are Range Masters, and they're missing. One of them doesn't have a bipod, and both of them are missing their scopes. If I had the bipods and the scopes, which I might actually just try and buy separately if I can find them for cheap enough to complete them, those are $30 per gun. Typical completed sales.
Did you get these for eBay?
Yeah.
Good luck with shipping those.
No, actually, they really haven't been. I like to go all in one lot, quite honestly. I'm going to be lazy on this one and try and blast it all out one time.
I was going to say, you could polybag them, basically. And
they might get broken, though. I don't know. That was the buy from earlier in the week. That was a, you know, so 25 in. I'm looking at probably, there's probably at least $80 sitting there, I think. And last night, I went to a auction, which I mentioned.
Yeah.
On the Creedence Bishop Show.
Got your cookies and your...
Got my cookies.
Cookies.
Before I get into the auction, I just remembered I want to tell you about the garage sale that I went to around the corner. No, I already talked about this, right? Did I show you this thing? Did I show you the hat? I
think so.
No.
Oh, that is great.
Yep.
Oh, Creed wants that.
Can you guess the price on this hat? What I paid for it?
$5.
50 cents.
$3.
$1.
Nah.
That was a buck. Here's the other item that I grabbed, which is great.
How much are you gonna sell that to me for, by the way?
We'll talk.
What is it?
It's Farside. Gary Larson mug from 1986. And it is
you have a fan.
It is the Midvale School for the Gifted. It's a pull and he's pushing it. That's a very popular cartoon. This right here, I paid $1 for, and I'll sell it for $30.
That's pretty good.
That was a good little flip there. And then last night at the auction, and I know Creed, you appreciate Christmas, so this is why I'm excited.
I love Christmas.
To show this off. This is a mini blow mold.
Mm-hmm.
Frosty the Snowman.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a good shape.
It's great.
Is it old or is it newer? What do you think? It looks like it's in really good shape.
It is an older one.
Yeah, it looks older.
It was just well maintained.
Jasper, when you got all those blow molds, would you do that over again? I mean, I know you made good money, but wasn't that a bitch to ship all those though?
It wasn't really too bad, other than having to make boxes because I don't ever.
Yeah.
Have the right size box.
And I had one more.
You made out pretty good though, didn't you, with those? They were the big ones.
Yeah, the big ones.
I was very jealous. There's a place in Williamsport when we used to go back to New York around Christmas time, and they take up a whole like corner block while you're going through. It's actually right down from have you seen it? You know what I'm talking about?
No, I like it when they do those size.
Yeah, displays. It's an entire display of blow molds, They have to have hundreds all through their lawn, back lawn, even up on the roof. And it's down. It's just down from the Little League World Hall of Fame or World Series, whatever.
They're right really there, cool. Yeah. I have a Santa Claus as well. My Santa Claus is right here on my desk next to me. You can't see it, but he's right here in the corner. He's a tall one.
Yeah, I sold the few I had last year. Every time I drove by somebody's house who had the full set, that's all I could think about was, dang, that's like $1,200. I wonder if I can run up and grab it real quick.
Like a manger scene or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had like three or four pieces. I made good money. A full set you can easily get over $1,000 for.
Wow.
And then also last night, real quick, I picked up a set of cedar, the 1970s or 60s cedar lawn chairs with the cedar planks and the aluminum. They're beautiful. Chrome looks great on. The aluminum is all shiny. It was $750 a piece on those. I like that one. And of course, the tray of Bose speakers for 10, which are the double stack speakers.
Yeah, you have to show me them. I want to see what they look like. So I add them to my...
Right here
in my collection.
Yeah, that's what you have on top of your tall.
No, those aren't exactly the same. Those are those are a little bit older, I think.
These turn and they turn
a little different.
They do the whole.
By the way, there's like no markings on Bose. Those little Bose speakers. Do you have any markings on yours? On mine, I don't. I gotta search them and figure them out.
But I got five of these in the tray. So $2 a piece.
Yeah, well, that's a hell of a deal. So
that's a very good.
That's pretty awesome. I bought a cassette deck. What is your find?
I forgot about it until I just saw it on the table.
Yeah, go find it.
It's right here.
She's ready. Nice mug.
Where'd you get that from?
I got it at Goodwill for 99 cents. And I looked it up because it has some French saying in it. And I wanted to know what the saying was because it's a cute little cat. And this is a $30 mug.
It's because there's a pair of panties on it.
That's right.
No, it's a French china set or a piece from it, and each piece goes for about $30, especially the mugs.
And that's a hell of a good find because that's one thing that I would never look at mugs and stuff.
Like I said, I only looked it up because I wanted to know what it said in French, and it popped up on eBay $30.
You gotta Jasper, have your. Sorry,
are you an Eagles fan, Jasper?
Jasper hates all sports.
Yay, this is Jasper. American
Eagle.
You gotta have your
but I get that a lot.
You always gotta be looking at mugs, Creed, for real, because they really are especially in Goodwill.
Yeah,
like these mugs, some of them are, especially like the older ones, the milk glass ones, they go for stupid money and you can get them for 25 cents. Like
The only ones that I look for, and I had to stop myself. You can't see all the stuff behind me, but I have No Hanger Production says that. Nice find, Emily. I've got way too much glass stuff behind me and way too many mugs. But I do look for radio related mugs and root beer for some reason. I'm weird, but quick question before we ask Jasper, did we get anything else this week other than I got a cassette deck that is perfect, everything I needed, and it doesn't work. But it was only $6, so not a huge deal.
You showed our cookie jar, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when we went out, didn't we go this week? I thought we did.
Yeah,
we're all thrown off because it's Thursday. We're all in that Friday mode.
Yeah, that one less day. I can't remember if we got anything or not.
Oh, I did, but it was for our wedding pile. It's these jars, but they are hanging ones, and they have little sand in them, and you can put tea light candles and hang them from trees. Because I think it's like a 4-pack.
So. She's been buying up a lot on Facebook Marketplace and not telling me.
Yeah. stuff, I have to go buy something, and then I go and buy.
But she's saving you. She's saving you thousands by doing so. So
we did get something. It was
go right ahead.
Yeah,
you go ahead.
At this point, now I'm just hoarding.
Let me find that one. I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah. I'm addicted to buying on Facebook Market. So. Oh, just
the wedding stuff you could probably resell on Facebook Marketplace too, pretty easily.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I could resell this eventually, but I don't even know if I'm going to use half the stuff I bought. But I was just on Facebook Marketplace when y'all were doing your interview thing. And they had these two antique Japanese elephants, and they're like they're the ones that are on like the circus ball, and then they have the little Chinese babies on the back. They were adorable, and I wanted them, but they wanted $200 for both of them. I was like, no, I can't pay.
Don't you hate it when you go? So the Goodwills around here, and even the Salvation Armies that I've been to, some of the stuff they do go on to eBay and look at the completeds, and they'll put a retail price on it. Especially at Salvation Army, I see it a lot more often than Goodwill. But
yeah, we know.
You know, and it's so annoying when you see, because like, they'll have it in a case.
Yeah. Anytime I go to a yard sale and they've got that printout, I just turn around and walk away. It's not even worth messing with you.
Yeah. I will say there is certain Goodwills here that the stuff that's in their case is still priced reasonably, but then others are priced ridiculous, like even more than what you would buy on eBay.
Yeah, so because they get.
Go ahead.
Well, the people, I feel like the employees that are in those places that have been there for a while, they feel like they're being ripped off because because here's what happens. Somebody comes in later and they either hear that person telling another customer about their success or they straight up tell the person that they're buying it from, like, I'm going to sell this thing for like $1,000. You know what I mean? Like, what? You know what I mean? And then they get irritated, and then right. Other people that come in later get screwed.
I don't know about the one up here or the ones here that are all under the same umbrella. I'm not sure what their deal is, but I do know. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mom. She'll tell me. I think that the ones down in Myrtle Beach that they cannot purchase anything, they can't put anything back if it's still there after their shift. Then they can buy it. I think that's how that works.
That's the way I've heard it works.
Talking about that, so I don't know why you just said that.
Was Knox not just talking about that?
He was talking about how that at certain Goodwills and Salvation Armies they price things like
they're pricing it like eBay completed or retail price on the right. on the items that are in there, and they keep it in the front of the store.
Certainly.
And what Creed is talking about is Goodwill employees hiding the good stuff so they can buy it after their shift.
I thought that's what Knox just said.
No, but that's a good point too, though, Creed. I like that.
Yeah. Well, also these here, and well, all Goodwills, they have online places where most of it is supposed to go. No, not drunk, just long day. Thank you.
Notice I didn't yell at Creed for not knowing what was happening. If that had been reversed, I would have been marked that.
I'll yell at him for you.
Anyways, and Jasper, I took you up to the grid. Remember the grid that we went to?
Yeah.
That was a really cool. It's a pretty cool store. So all Goodwills, or I think the majority of them, do have online auction sales.
Yeah. When the Goodwills were closed, I would go on the Goodwill website to see. But oh my gosh, things are way too expensive on there. But yeah. It's they do have a lot of good stuff on there.
There's a store that's up near the university in Charlotte, and it's called The Grid, and it is the Goodwill, but it's an electronics store, and it's almost very reminiscent of a Radio Shack, of walking into an old Radio Shack. But they have tons of video games. I bought one of our good Rokus there for like $40. As a matter of fact, I got this. Yeah, I actually bought a bunch of stuff there. They've got a lot of computers that are completely wiped and just parts and pieces for real cheap. Lots of monitors. And then they have display cases with some, depending on their inventory, of some very expensive, worthwhile looking at, though, but not worthwhile ever looking at because, like you guys were just saying, it's priced way too high, like Nintendo games and stuff, which is pretty neat. But anyways, let Jasper. We haven't even got to Jasper yet. What did you find? Anything? You've been working. You probably ain't been shopping much, have you?
I did a little bit. Well, I guess technically it was last week. Last weekend, I had a decent video game find. Let me share screen here.
Hold on.
What's the console?
There was some. PlayStation 2, mostly PlayStation 2. But I bought all the games for $40. Oh, wait a minute. Let me.
You're giving up. You're giving away all your surprises.
Yeah, I am.
Sorry.
That's
wild. While you do that, one really quick thing. I knew there was something that we found. It was a big ass Jurassic World, I think it was, a Halloween costume.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't know where it is. I was going to show it. It might be in that box I know where it is. Bottom.
No, I don't. Wait.
I think it's in that box in the bottom.
I don't know.
But anyways, it sells for around $35 to $40. I got it for like $3. But it's one of the inflatable ones, you know, full size dinosaur costume.
And you're running them, and it's real funny when they're running in them.
Right. Yeah. And speaking of that, completely forgot. I don't have a screenshot or anything, so no proof it never happened. Out of all my last year, out of all of my Halloween stuff that I still have that we got to get through, was a perfectly good, perfect Walking Dead costume from Walmart from 2015, 2016, I think. Comps on it, there was only a couple that have sold on eBay in the last year or two, were upwards of $100 to $125, even though it's the $25 price tag on there. And I had it up for it was on sale for $95. It's been up for a very long time, got an $80 offer on it, took it, and was very happy for a Halloween costume that originally cost $25. So I thought that was pretty cool. One more real quick thing. John says, our Habitat for Humanity Restore has started to print out eBay auctions and tape them.
See, that's it. That's what some of the folks do here too. And it makes me angry. Like,
here's the thing though. And this is always so annoying to me. Do they tape up the auctions, or are they at least, do they have enough common sense to put a sold price on there? Or is it just,
they put a listing. I've never seen greens and reds. Never greens and reds. You're always seeing black.
I hate when people say,
you know, the highest one too.
Oh, of course.
These are going for $1,000.
Yeah.
Well, yeah,
and then you go to solds. You go to solds and they're all five. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very, very common thing. Sorry, Jasper. You ready for pictures or no? Can't you pull it up? What's happening?
Oh, you don't see it?
No, it's just I only have a screen of your little ones. That's all I see.
While he's fixing that, Creed, do you see the scooter sitting there also? So that's
I've never seen one of those.
Dude, it's pretty so amazing. We've been messing with it. Now I know nothing about small engines, and it was obviously stolen. The guy told me that it worked last year just fine. I might have to get a new spark plug for it.
Why do you think it's stolen?
And he also told me, I'm gonna tell you. Because he also told me that it ran just fine on unleaded gasoline, and that is a two-stroke engine. So, I put like an idiot unleaded gasoline in the two-stroke engine, which you don't do, but it's okay. But the carburetor needed to be replaced or just at least cleaned up and fixed. So right now the carburetor is being fixed. But this, I did a bunch of reading on it on Reddit, and it's a Subaru engine that has attached to it. Believe it or not. And the top speed on this machine is 35 miles an hour.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. So
Jesus Christ.
We did start it for a second before we realized that the car was messed up, and it sounds like a chainsaw when it runs. Oh, I mean, it's ridiculous. So I look forward to the comps on that right there, by the way, but $320 or $350.
Really?
Yep. And I paid $80 for it.
Wow.
So
are you going to give it a little shot after you get it running?
If it runs and it's fun, I'll probably just keep it for a while, and then I'll probably try and sell it on Facebook Marketplace again.
Yeah,
running.
Yeah.
But it's just been fun learning a little bit some new knowledge about small engines and stuff. It was, you know, it's a new thing to think about.
Well, that looks like a nice little lot there.
Yeah, there's a little bit over 40 games. The guy sold them all to me for $40.
And it's not all it's not all sports either.
No, actually there's a lot of like role playing games in there too, which are good money. So when he sold them to me for $40, I took them to my truck and looked everything up, pulled out the ones I wanted, and then I called one of the video game buyers from the flea market over to look through the rest. And he bought five or six games for $30. So
nice. It's like instant money back. I love that.
Yeah. This picture is what I'm left with. And I pretty much have $10 in it. And there's a couple of $50 games in here. And
what are the ones that are 50?
Sell for 30.
Don't
know. Mostly these right here on the right, these two DS games are right around the $50 range.
Why? Are they just rare?
Role-playing games, mainly. They're pretty big. And then that Def Jam Fight for New York would be a $100 game, except it's missing the disc.
Is that the one that don't say how much? Make Knox guess how much. That's the one that
empty case alone.
Yeah, how much is the empty case, Knox? What do you think? I'm gonna tell you what I guessed.
Def Jam one for the day. It was 150 for the game.
Yeah, like a little bit over 100 for the game.
I guess ten or 15.
I think I'm gonna say that everybody probably lost the case, so it's sought after. 60.
Pretty close. If you have the case and the manual, you're looking at 50 or 60. Just the case, that version would be about $30.
Isn't that crazy? Just a case.
Yeah.
Why would someone buy just a case for $30?
For a because collection.
They have the game. They have the game. They want to. Yeah.
They found the game and don't have a case for it. So.
That's weird.
And what is the deal with Guitar Hero now actually being worth money? Like those, like the Rock Band sets and that stuff.
Are they coming back?
The guitars are worth something. It's so weird because you went through a thing where it was like always looking for palettes that had Guitar Hero stuff in them and Rock Band stuff. And then it just died and it was everywhere. They weren't worth pennies. Couldn't get rid of stuff.
The Kinects like took a dump, right?
Yeah, it's that way with a lot of things. But the Guitar Hero thing was a very long, drawn out looking for that. I mean, that was a long time. Now all of a sudden they're worth money again.
I hated that game.
Crazy. Did you? Why? You don't know good?
No, well, I mean that, but also, it just didn't. Why not just learn how to play guitar?
Because it's fun. That's why.
How to play guitar?
I can play the green, red, and the blue one. It's I don't know. That's just my own personal.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's competition, like a game. Yeah. We like the arcade one. We play it at Dave and Buster's every once in a while. She does really good.
I am very good.
Oh, nice. What kind of Jason? Who is it?
Jason Deal skateboard. I'm still doing some research on this. The only thing I could find online was on a skateboard price guide that you had to have a subscription for, but they showed it as rare, and a lot of his decks go for 150 plus. So
nice
in that condition, or like, is that one considered good for his deck age, or is
that's kind of rough? That's kind of rough.
If I would want one that's got some use to it.
Yeah, that's another at Goodwill.
That's another one of those be on the lookout or any of the old Tony Hawk boards, the big fat ones. Any of the Vision Streetwear boards are worth a ton of money.
Yeah. Worst case scenario, these are B-52 trucks, which are $30 or $40 about or so.
It's pretty good.
Very cool.
Nick says, whoa, just got here. Emily's got a camera now. Things are moving up. Hell yeah. I kind of got to jump on now. Is that... First of all, I'm like brain dead, never remember anything, so she can remind me. Taking care of me. No, but it's good because her and I, that's what we're doing now. We're just out selling. It's our thing.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's exhausting. It is. Could you work with him, Knox?
Yeah, can you imagine?
I have worked with him.
Working with her.
And I've also lived with him. So I kind of know how it goes.
Yeah, you know,
I'm a lot nicer now, though. I'm relaxed and laid back.
You are a lot nicer, I will say
that. Yeah, well, compared to how I used to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree.
That's for sure. Jesus, is that a Zoom or what?
That's a Microsoft Zoom.
Nice.
That I found. I think I paid about $2 for that. It was in a lot of like old flip phones and stuff I bought.
Right.
I had to order a charger, so I'm not sure yet if it works. It looks in really good condition, so I'm pretty sure it's probably going
to
work.
That was one of the first ones you had to subscribe to, right? Didn't you have to subscribe to Zoom?
Yeah, I think that was the downfall.
I think so.
Yeah.
I watched a couple of YouTube videos on it because they really were, if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think off the top of my head that those were really, really good and had a lot of good – features except for a couple of big downfalls, and that's why they just didn't take off. I know they were popular, and I know some people really loved them, but they were nothing like an iPod as far as how much they sold.
I just don't remember. I don't know.
My cousin had one.
The subscription service, I think, is where it really got it. I watched a great YouTube video, and I just can't remember exactly what it was, but there were a lot of limitations. And then I remember in the video, they had this thing where you couldn't even share once you owned the song. You still couldn't even share it. You couldn't do anything. It's just on there.
It was on there, yeah. You couldn't put it back on your computer or do anything like that. It was just on the machine.
You know,
John, I didn't want to say that. I thought that it was. Like I said, I watched a couple of different YouTube videos on it, and I remember seeing them back in the day when I first got started in this business. I'd see them every once in a while. They were very hard to sell because at the time I wasn't doing eBay.
I think what happened in, well, at least the YouTube videos we were watching, they were talking about the difference between the platforms, like iPod had iTunes that was a lot better and had a lot more options.
Right.
And Zoom had whatever their comparison was, and it wasn't as good.
Yeah, I think you're right. So this is worth some money, you think? I mean, if it's working?
I'm waiting on the charger to come in now. If it does work, you're looking at probably about $60 for this model.
Well, that's damn good.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. See, that's a good find. I mean, is there any, can you sell them broken?
Yeah, you can.
Parts only?
Yeah, you do parts only.
So, Creed, just so we don't forget about it, in the beginning we were chatting quickly about boxes and regional rate boxes.
Yeah, we definitely will. We got a little bit of time to do that.
All right, good.
Nick says he's got a working Zune here at the house. You could share to another Zune. There was something in that video about the share thing, though, that...
I think it was something about like you could only share with so many people or like once or twice or something. Maybe I don't
that's
know.
What it was is. Something yeah.
About that. But yeah.
That all you got? Is that everything?
That's all I got. Yes. Yeah.
Don't like talk down to him like, oh, that's all you got. We don't really have a lot.
I'm not. I just asked him.
It was a very slow week as far as finding stuff.
Between you and
I can't show you. I'll show you one sold real quick.
A good one? Is it a good one, Jasper?
It's not
be a good one, Jasper.
It's not big money, but it might be surprising to some.
That's all you got was that model, just that one.
You only got 40 games. Why didn't you get 60?
What?
Yeah,
$30. That's nice.
There you go.
Jesus.
A remote control for $29.95.
Love that. You go, Casey.
How much you got in for it?
50 cent or a dollar. I don't even know. It was cheap.
Hey, remotes are very, very good. I know that.
I've got three listed right now. They haven't moved.
Oh, they're not.
Depends on what they're for. This is for a Sherwood system.
I was going to say, they're not typically, most of them are not really quick sellers, but they're worth slapping that price on there and wait.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the remote hunt that we were looking at? The remote that we were looking at was, you said, was like $100 for.
Sure.
Right, cool. Thanks.
I don't remember. I'm sorry.
I mean, even if it would have sold for, you know, $15, it's not a lot of money, but when you're talking spending 50 cents or a dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was a remote to one of the AC units that you looked up. And you said it was like $100. That was only a few hours ago, honey.
Oh, no. Now I know what you're talking about. No, that's when I was messaging a lovely customer of mine about the portable air conditioner that we have for sale. And they were saying that they looked it up and they said the remotes were going for $100, which
I don't understand why people. It's like it's people with the damn tower fans have to have a remote for the tower fan. I've never turned one on and off with a remote. Do you guys use remotes for tower fans? I mean, or any fans, anything like that?
We pretty much just turn ours on and it just goes and goes and goes. We don't even turn it off.
That's crazy.
Well, and that's the thing is, like, some of them have timers. So if you are worried about it running all day, you just set the timer for 3 hours, 4 hours, and it turns
off by itself. One thing I can tell you, there's nothing more annoying than having 19 remotes, you know, right next to you for stuff. I don't understand that, but that's just me.
With the ACs, you can stick them on the wall and pretend it's a thermostat. So it's out of the way.
Yeah.
You know what?
But then, like, a lot of the...
That's, I got that. That's not a bad idea, really.
That's what I do with mine. The one that has the stupid dryer thing on it that I have in that room, I have it right on the wall next to the thermostat.
I'll give you that one. That's an interesting little life hack right there. And Nick, I kind of don't get many of those. People are lazy and want to change temperature at night. I got you. I know.
Yeah.
I know. But real quick, before we talk a little bit about shipping, and then we'll wrap it up, already almost an hour. These are from a buy from a while ago. I want to show you this. This is kind of neat.
Can't reach it.
Is it a Dymo?
It is not.
Oh.
So it's a Coors
rapid
Light
chiller. Is it a rapid chiller?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you put your cans in there.
Where did you get that?
At Goodwill. And it's got Coors Light all over it, which is pretty cool. It's called Cooper Cooler. Got it for $9.99, a little bit of a steep price, but I don't remember what the comps are on them, but I know there's money in it.
I think it was like 50 or 60 bucks.
Yeah, there aren't any of them out there, I don't think. I've never seen
it. Yeah, I didn't think. Well, I only found one other that had the Coors Light stuff on it. These are not just stickers. This was made, you can tell.
That was a professional item for sure. That's promo.
And then I got this weird thing. So this is a, I don't know why there is so much glare on it. It's so weird. There's no lights on. Anyways, it's big, a very, very heavy outdoor speaker. And by Russ Sound. I don't know if you can see it.
He went out and got it for your wedding.
It's called.
I don't remember him getting that at all.
Ergo Outdoor is what it's called. So here's the weird thing is I had to do a little bit of searching and figuring out, because it's not something you just plug in and go. So it has something to do with iPods. There was a version that you needed some extra thing to plug into it so that your iPhone or iPod would work with it. This one has it built in, and these actually go for pretty decent. Again, bought it quite a while ago, so I don't even remember what the comps are on it, but I thought it was kind of neat. And you know, I do like speakers and stuff, and I know it was kind of a higher end one, but anyways, those are a couple of pretty cool finds that I found.
Yeah. I'm
trying to see if I can Ergo Outdoor. I don't even remember what the hell the thing's worth. Well, there's one up there for Russ Sound Ergo Outdoor Speaker, $70 with 17 shipping. But again, that's just for sale. That's not a comp. That's not a sold. But yeah, those were kind of two cool things. I might actually keep the can thing. It's kind of neat. Probably never use it. Just stare at it. But so lastly, so with shipping, we're talking about regional A boxes. It took quite a while to learn these regional A boxes, and you got to order them through their website. And they are freaking awesome. I send Jasper over stuff all the time, showing them how good a rates.
I still haven't used one.
I tell you, the regional A is great. The regional A is a little bit smaller than a medium flat rate box. Medium flat rate boxes are very expensive. There are two regional A boxes. One, like I said, looks like the medium. The other one's a long flat one, and it's about yay big. So most of the regional A boxes, no matter what they weigh, I can get out at right around $7.60, somewhere around there. I think the most expensive was like at $10, which is really good. They're worth taking time to look.
Just that just those two sizes though is all they have. That the regional A is just
They have a regional A and a regional B. And yes, John, you absolutely did. And let me tell you something. It is the most confusing damn box because for quite a while, we thought that it had something to do with region, which it kind of does. That does change the price a little bit. But man, they changed my life. Let me tell you, I can stuff like six Head and Shoulders, you know, big things of Head and Shoulders. There's things that I can sell because of the regional A boxes that I could never sell before because of the amount of volume I could put in them. Like six things of Head and Shoulders, I can sell for like $30 with free shipping. And it's only, you know, $7-$8 I'm paying for the most part, sometimes at the top of 10.
Do you want me to go grab a box to show them?
I think I have one. Oh, no. That's just a shoe box. Never mind. That I've never tried like to ship shoes in.
One of your ones out of the closet, because then they could see how, like, well, I guess that doesn't really matter. I don't know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. But order them. They're really good boxes. And I really do want to mess around with Pirate Ship, because a lot of people talk about Pirate Ship, and where you get your money is, where you save your money is this cubic. Is that, am I right with that, Jasper? Cubic something rate that they offer?
I always hear about box in a bag, whatever that is.
Yeah, and that's how you get that cubic rate, I guess. And it's significantly different. So you can, and by bag, they mean just using a poly mailer, basically.
Yeah, well, what always crosses my mind, is it really worth my time to sit here and try to figure out, should I use Pirate Ship? Should I use USPS? And
well, if we're talking $3 or $4, which it seems like a lot of people say, that seems kind of on average. That's worth it to me, anyways. When you're dealing with volume, I mean, it's easy to put it in a poly mailer, but you got to have some big poly mailers too, I guess.
Got some pretty big ones.
Yeah. Listen, anywhere you can save money, especially on shipping, now that you can't sell video games for a penny and charge $100 shipping to not have the... Oh, is he passed out?
Oh. I'm not passed out. I'm just checking my messages. You shit. Oh, okay.
Also, babe...
That's what it is. You look down at your phone and you think you're asleep.
Yeah, the A1 and A2. So one of them's the one that looks like... I would say go grab them, hon, but I know they're all the way in that corner. Yeah, the A1 and A2, the B1 and B2. So A1, I think, charges you the 2-pound rate no matter what it is. And then I think the regional B is a 3-pound rate. I'll see if they earn in the region. I'll still check the regional rate many times, but still be cheaper than flat rate or priority. Oh, it's definitely, yeah. Oh, definitely. And flat rate, the cardboard mailers is where I...
I was going to say, you should talk about those, because you use those a lot.
Oh, those are a savior for me. And I don't have any of them. Maybe sometime we should do like a special episode and just go through a bunch of different boxes and what's good.
Well, but also, like, I mean, it just depends what you're selling. Like, for the stuff that you're doing is good, but like, Knox has bigger things, and Jasper kind of is all over the place, but Jasper already knows what he's doing.
And how about this? Jasper letting me know about this one, which I still can't believe is the Greyhound, which I guess you wouldn't need now. We can't do that, but when the buses are running, did you know that, Knox?
Yeah,
things I've never
you can put, it, you, yeah, I knew it. That actually. I've heard about that too. Yeah. It's very common practice in at the Albany bus station. I've seen a number of folks down there doing that. Yeah,
I guess it's super. Is it super cheap, Jasper? I mean, is it like
it's less than a bus ticket? It's like
what I was under impression of it was super cheap.
Yeah,
but you got to take it down. Like, how does it work? Like, what do you do it online and then just take it down there and find a bus and be like, I'm not going, but this is. Like, how does that work?
They put it in the cargo compartment below, and they ride it down.
I understand where it goes, and it's not like sitting on the driver's lap. But I mean, where do you take it? Like, listen, I take things to the post office, and I take FedEx to FedEx. Or
you
got to
make it there in time for the bus.
So you really do got to meet the bus, though.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I just made that up. I have no idea. But it, you know. Hello. Jasper's muted.
Hi, PJ.
Oh, who's that? Oh, yeah.
Is that his woman there?
He's muted. You're muted, Jasper.
Muted, Jasper. You muted yourself. Still muted. Fun watching somebody talk to themselves. Better. There you go.
You're good.
That was my stepson and his girlfriend.
Nice.
They just ran out of the house like hooted it and ran.
Well, because he's supposed to be
gone already. Where are they going at 10 o'clock at night?
To take her home.
Oh.
Was she allowed? He's supposed to be back by now. But
Was she allowed in his bedroom?
Yeah, that's a topic for a different time.
Yeah.
there's no worry about anything yet anymore. Like, nothing
anymore.
Hey, Jasper, can I tell him in the private chat just to see his face?
Well, you can tell him right now. You're looking at a future grandfather.
Yeah. His face. That was my reaction.
How old?
Look at the private chat. I think I got that.
Right. Oh God. All right. Well, good luck. This is where I get in the private chat.
Oh God.
That was funny.
Yeah. Anywho.
I'm not going to say
congratulations,
that.
Congratulations, Josh.
Congratulations, Gramps.
It's definitely going to, it's going to be a thing.
Yeah.
There's no backing out of the agreement on that one.
No.
John says, I shipped an entire bumper for my Scout via Greyhound from Oregon to South Carolina for $16. Are you kidding me? You had to go to the bus station to pick it up. Dude, the problem, though, is those bus stations are a little scary sometimes.
Sorry for poking into your personal shit there.
Oh,
Jeff.
No, you're good.
Thank you.
Sharing with the world now.
Listen, $16 to ship something on a Greyhound. I think it's worth risking your life and going to the bus station to pick up, to be honest with you. That's pretty cool. All right. I think we really should do a deep dive at some point on shipping. Because, you know, that really can make and break a lot of things, though. I mean, as far as when you look over a week, if you save $3 or $4 per thing, or you're saving anything on shipping, you can really, it really adds up. I think it's everybody's bedtime.
Knox doesn't have to worry about that. He makes everyone pay for shipping.
I do.
Jasper does too. What an asshole.
It depends on what it is. Some stuff
he sells super expensive stuff that he sends over to me. I'm like, what an asshole. Why did you not get free shipping, for God's sakes?
Because it cuts into your bottom line.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. And it does. It definitely does.
The volume here,
one more really quick question. Your thoughts on, like, so if you do calculated shipping and they pay $15 and it costs you $11, this is a great discussion. What do you give them money back?
No.
Or do you keep it?
You keep it.
Yeah, I keep it.
It's none of their damn business what it costs to ship.
Let me tell you, one of the groups that Jasper and I are in, they have had some very, very heated discussions about how much of an asshole you are if you don't give them their money back.
No, because if you have a set rate for shipping and you have agreed to buy the item and that's what it costs to ship, then you paid it.
That reminds me.
Some people tell me that I should be charging for my time in the shipping, and I don't believe in that really, because I feel like you're getting charged for your time.
No. I sent this thing to Jasper. I meant to go back and look. This is from one of those, it's a Facebook group, a sales group, in the area that I grew up in. I got to find it. Jesus Christ, we talk about. Did I miss it? Can't find the damn thing.
Next week, you should talk about horror stories of like crazy people you have to deal with. That's always fun.
Jasper, did I not send you that thing about the that woman bitching and complaining about the person buying stuff?
Oh yeah, buying stuff to resell. Yeah,
I found it. All right, so this one on one of the online garage sales sites. So this woman puts up an alert with a red little emoji thing next to it, and says, "This lady is illegally price gouging. She was at Walmart yesterday filling her carts of all this stuff that was on sale of $1 to $4 when she was confronted by a woman just trying to get a few things for her grandkids Karen said she was getting this stuff for Toys for Tots. And the woman's actual name is Karen. So then they blast out her post that was on that online garage sale. And so the woman goes on and says, "This is sad. I seen you at Walmart filling your carts with this stuff yesterday, leaving nothing for anyone else when this stuff was on sale for $1 to $4. So here you are ripping people off to make money." Ripping people off to make money, keep in mind.
No, she saw an opportunity and she seized it.
Yeah, then she goes on, "The worst part, when you were confronted by a lady trying to get stuff for her grandchildren for Christmas, you said this was for her, for kids, for Toys for Tots." That's hearsay.
That's a little much, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. But some of these comments are great, especially the ones that think that that's illegal. I mean, this one woman said that she should call the cops. Yeah, she says, "Isn't that illegal? I'd call the cops." And they said, "No, it's not." And I said, "Nope, just an asshole move." And then they say, "Price gouging, I swear, is illegal." That's not price gouging, you moron. Jesus Christ. "From what I've always been told," she says. So she says, "That's awful. It is for a store to do it. I think a person can." What a horrible person. Anyways, they went on and on and on. I meant to go back. The undercarriage of that was some cat porn. We apologize. That was
I just saw that pussy's pussy.
That's a male cat.
I just saw that pussy's penis.
So anyways, thank you. Anyways, the fact of people buying things, retail arbitrage is a thing. I mean, Jesus Christ, you buy things and resell it. That's not illegal, people. And it's not price gouging because something was on clearance and you just happened to get the right price.
It was an asshole move to not share with the lady that was and lying about it. Just be honest about it. But
I wouldn't share if I was getting $1 to $4 on a bunch of kids' toys. I don't give a shit what they're doing with it. If it's already in my cart, I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I wouldn't trust them. I wouldn't trust them that they're getting it for their grandchildren anyways. They were probably going to do the same damn thing as resell the stuff anyways.
Well, it's not like you had to give them all of the ones in your cart. You gave them one or two. What the hell, Cold DC? Would you cut it out?
Well, see, if you buy extra things, then God forbid you're in this group of these people in New York State. I mean, they're going to call you that you're... Is he hitting your... Keep hitting your phone? Yeah, he wants it. Anyways, I wanted to get that in there because I see absolutely no problem with that, especially as somebody that buys low and sells high. That's the whole point. That's business.
We shouldn't do it at Christmas. It's for the kids, man.
It's not Christmas. It's Christmas in July, July 30th today. People are saying that it's for Christmas.
Well, that's probably a lie, too.
Probably. Well, thank you, Emily. You did very good.
Nice having you.
Jasper, good luck with your four hours worth of sleep.
Thank you.
14 hours of work ahead of you. Knox, it's way past your bedtime, man.
You've had me up for a while now. I just saw that the our what we just did is up on YouTube now. So,
oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, good.
Yep. So,
yeah, we were interviewed today, and it went really well. It was fun. So, anyways, yeah, one really quick thing that I should have mentioned in the beginning. Please go. Did I? Anyways, we got we have a Facebook page for the Pick and Flip podcast.
Oh, big news. That's right. You didn't mention that.
Yeah. FB.com or Facebook.com/PNF podcast. And I'm sure if you just type in Pick and Flip podcast, it'll come up. But anyways, that's it. Appreciate everybody coming in, making comments. And all that. It was fun. So we'll see you next week. Don't forget another unboxing probably tomorrow, unless we're super, super busy. But sometime around when Bish does his lottery scratching, we'll get on.
I'm also
you're also? That's great.
I'm also looking at some things to open. Potentially.
Yeah, once you get baseball cards.
I think it'd be awesome. Wax, I'm going to do an 80s wax box. I haven't picked out the year yet. So
80s, yeah. I think that'd be a lot of fun. I used to love
mid, I'm picking mid-80s, like 85, 86. It'll be
I
fun.
Like that. It's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. All right, unboxing everybody. Will probably be later in the afternoon.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, no, definitely. Because you got to go out and make some money.
What?
Hey! All right, see you, everybody. Bye. Thanks for joining us. Pick and Flip Podcast weekly and can be heard the audio-only version, so you don't have to look at our faces. Available on all, almost all major podcast platforms. We'll see you guys next week and come back tomorrow sometime and enjoy some unboxing with us. For now, have a wonderful week.